Emily?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yes, yeah, it's okay for me to read the subtypes off to you. So here we go. Okay, so the subtype of cancer that you possibly may have been diagnosed with, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Anaplastic large cell lymphoma, also known as ALK positive and ALK negative. B cell prolymphocytic leukemia, or BPLL, prolymphocytic leukemia, or B lymphoblastic leukemia, TIMFOMA, NOS B cell precursor lymphoma, blastic NK cell lymphoma, aggressive NK cell leukemia, Burkitt lymphoma, central blastic large cell lymphoma, centrocytic lymphoma, malignant lymphomas, polyposis, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, small lymphocytic lymphoma, diffuse follicle center lymphoma, diffuse large B cell lymphoma, EBV, diffuse large B T cell lymphoma, enteropathy type T cell lymphoma, intestinal T cell lymphoma, monomorphic ampelotropic intestinal T cell lymphoma, extradonal marginal B cell lymphoma.
It could have been that long M1 you said because it's a long M1. That sounds like it could be it.
Okay, let me go back. The enteropathy type T lymphoma, intestinal T cell lymphoma,
That one, I think.
okay. Epitropic intestinal T cell lymphoma. Okay. So it's the monomorphic, is that what you're looking for, right? That's what you thought?
Yeah, definitely something with the M.
Okay. And
That's
then we
a very long almost.
Okay. And then I still got more. So let me just go to the ones that start with the M period.
Okay.
Mantle cell lymphoma, marginal zone lymphoma, mature TINK cell lymphoma, mediastinal gray zone lymphoma, B cell lymphoma, monocytoid B cell lymphoma, nodal and extradonal lymphoma, mycosis fungoids, nodal marginal Z B cell lymphoma. So those are all the M's.
And they definitely was like two in there that sounded like it could be that one. So
But the monomorphic is the one that rung your bell the most, though, huh? Okay. All righty. Then let me go ahead and check that one off. And have you had more than one, or did your dad ever have more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. And you are his daughter, your next of kin.
It's my mom, sorry.
Your mom, I'm sorry, but you're her daughter, right? I mean, that's you're the next of kin. Is
Yes.
your mom passed or she's still with us?
She passed.
She passed. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Okay. And you do have the authority to sign on her behalf, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are the formal next of kin. And has an estate been opened?
I don't believe so, but I'm not for sure.
Okay. Okay, next is what year was she diagnosed?
She would have been diagnosed, I believe 2019.
2019, okay. Do you know what time of the year 2019 she got diagnosed? Was it early?
Seems like mid 20, like maybe June, July.
Okay. And I believe I asked this earlier, but I have to ask, part of my job is, did any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home spray Roundup? Anybody else that may have got sick?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And what was your mom's age at the time of diagnosis back in 2019? How old was she?
72.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have a calculator in front of me. I cheat with that, with the calculator. Let's figure it out. We are right now in 2025. And what year did she pass away?
2022.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2020. 2020.
She passed in 2020. Okay.
Yes.
So, and she was diagnosed 1 year before that in 2019?
Yeah, she'd been having a lot of symptoms, but she didn't want to go to the doctor.
Okay. So she passed in 2020, and when was she born?
1946.
So she was 74 years old.
Okay.
Okay. And do you happen to have her birth certificate or a copy, I mean?
I have, yeah, I believe so.
Okay. All right. Next is, you're going to have to go in the think tank and kind of think back. How many years did your mom spray Roundup? Like, you probably could close your eyes and see her spraying that darn thing. And so was it when you were a kid, a teenager, or, you know?
Kid, teenager.
Oh, my. So 5 to 10 years? How many years would you say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. At least 10 years, maybe.
Okay. So she definitely sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more.
Yeah, she used to do a lot of gardening and a lot of stuff.
Okay. And are we speaking on a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Next, we're going to go into some medical panel information like illnesses. Was your mom ever diagnosed with HIV, AIDS?
No.
An autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
I'm not for sure of that one.
Okay. Diabetes mellitus?
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
History of cancer?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Okay, that's it. Next, okay, so at this point, we are estimating it was an intestinal T-cell lymphoma monomorphic. Intestinal. Which is a subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay, now we're going to go into your mom's information. What was your mom's name?
Alberta.
Alberta. I told you my name is Albert.
Yeah. That was her dad's name. So.
Oh, mine. Yeah. And did she have a middle name?
Ruth.
R-U-T-H?
Yeah.
And what was her last name?
Mayo. M-A-Y-O.
M-A-Y-O.
Yes.
I bet there was a lot of jokes that came with that.
Oh, yeah.
Give me one. Give me at least one of them.
I can't even think of anything right now. I know there was a lot, though. I know that's always was something that people always said, mayo. You know.
That's good.
Well, oh, I prefer mustard. Like, just
I wasn't about to say. I mean, that's a typical dad joke right there. I mean, like, come here. I mean, you know, the mustard joke, you know, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a perfect sandwich.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Okay. And was your mom married at the time when she passed?
Her husband had died of maybe 10 years before that.
I'm sorry to hear that. And can you please confirm your mom's gender for me?
Female.
Okay, thank you. Relationship to Signer is mother. And what was her? I need her social, please. Can you pull at least the last four?
I feel like it was 8614.
Do you need to check? Because that is important. Another pull medical records.
I'm not home, but I'm almost positive.
Okay. What's her date of birth?
1/12/46.
Okay, so January 12, 1946, and she. Okay, this says current age, but she's no longer with us. She passed away at 74. We said.
Yes.
No. She got diagnosed at 74, so she passed at 75. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe.
And how did you guys first learn of a connection between Roundup and her injury slash cancer? Doctor?
I don't know how that was. I guess it was on maybe a commercial or something.
Okay. TV commercial? Okay.
Yeah.
And what year was that when you guys kind of found out? 2019, the same year?
Yeah. Yes.
About the same month, like June?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. How tall was your mom?
About 5'4".
5'4", okay. Do you know approximately how much she weighed? You could tell me whatever you want right now.
Like
make her happy.
Right. Maybe like 140.
Okay. Make her smile. Right. Or chuckle. One of the two.
110. No. Yeah.
Because, you know, she's looking down going, Mom, you know, like, proud of you that you're talking about her in a good way, and we're trying to still keep her memory going. So,
right.
nothing but good. Okay. Now, question, I'm sorry I have to ask, but when did she pass?
That was 2020.
What month?
June 20th.
I'm sorry. Okay, so June 20, 2020. And now you are Emily, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And that's E M I L E E?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a middle name?
Mayo.
That's your middle name? Okay.
Yeah, they were gonna put two last names, and then I think they messed up on the birth certificate and they never went in.
That's cool. You gotta let me chuckle at that one. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. And are you married?
I'm not. No.
No married. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. Thank you. And relationship to injured daughter. Now, your social, please, or the last four.
1182.
Okay, thank you. And your date of birth.
2/12/73.
1973. So February 12, 1973? Okay, we're almost the same age.
Oh, okay.
I'm from 71.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I have an email address of emily2326@yahoo.com. Is that still current?
Yes.
Yahoo, I haven't seen that in a minute.
Yeah, I know it's all Gmail. Well, I have a Gmail. Using the
you know,
to...
you know, I could date myself. I used to, I got rid of my Hotmail once it got, you know, Microsoft got rid of it, but I would probably still have that.
Right.
And this is your mobile, the 512 number, 350-7347. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference of when you'd like to be reached, morning, afternoon, or evening?
I think like probably afternoon.
Okay.
Probably.
And let's see, do you have any official documents to show you're the power of attorney? Or like signing authority and stuff like that?
I'm not really sure.
Okay, so you're not the power of attorney because she's gone, but you are the next of kin. Do you have any document support you're the next of kin? Like her death certificate, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Do you have any letters of testamentary? Like a will or anything like that?
She did not have a will. I'm her only child.
Okay. And that should be pretty easy. You got nobody to argue saying that you're not.
No.
Okay.
No.
And how often did you see mom spraying the Roundup?
Probably almost every couple weekends or so. It seemed like at least once a month or once, I don't know.
You said like every weekend or every other weekend?
So probably every other weekend, because okay. She was very like plants and gardening and things.
Okay, so we'll say 2 times a month, and then she sprayed it for at least 1 full year before her diagnosis. And
yes.
how old were you when you remember she started? Like, not that she probably was already using it before you were around, but how old were you when you remember? Like 5 years old, 6 years old?
Probably like, yeah, 5 or 6.
Okay, you're from 73, so should we just say like 1980?
Yeah.
Okay. Beginning of the year sound okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say January 1980. And when did she stop using it?
Probably used it all the way on. I mean, I can't say it was every other weekend, but probably even up to
2019.
In the 60s, yeah. I mean, because I mean, eventually, I think she started hearing, you know, bad stuff, more bad stuff. But
okay, so would you be okay? She diagnosed in 2019. Would you be okay with us saying she stopped using it about 2018, like a year before, or
yeah,
what
probably
think?
17 or 18, yeah.
Okay, 2017. I got you. 2017.
Yeah.
Okay. And did she stop using it after hearing the commercials about it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, I'll just leave that blank. You don't know. And she sprayed that monthly. She sprayed it with the hand sprayer?
Yeah.
Okay. Did she ever use gloves, any protective gear, like mask or anything like that?
Not mask, no.
No. Okay. And where did she apply it at? Like, what do you remember using it on?
Around some of the garden bedding stuff and, you know, like the outline of the... yards and stuff.
And fence perimeter?
Yeah.
Okay. Around the garden and fence perimeter. What state was this in?
When I was a kid, it was California and then Texas.
Okay, California. I'll put California since that's when you recall everything you're telling me is your best of your recollection. That was when you were young, so we'll go with California, correct?
Yeah. We moved here like when I was in middle school, so.
Would you say that most of the exposure was done in California or Texas?
I guess both, but yeah, I guess I would definitely remember California.
Okay. And her exposure was residential. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? So that was just around, sprayed around the garden and the perimeter.
Yes.
Maintain home. Maintain weeds by spraying around the garden and fence perimeter. Okay. And she was exposed directly. She sprayed it. And did you personally spray Roundup? No. Okay. Exposure, yes. Okay. How often were you present during
You said how often was I
Yeah,
present?
well, it's probably for your mom. How often were you present during application of Roundup? How many exposures? Yeah, so this is all towards geared towards your mom. So we're estimating she used it for, shoot, that's a lot of years. 20, 1980, 2017 minus 1980. So she used it for approximately 37 years, and she used it twice a month. So that's 24 times, 37 times 24 is 888 times at least.
Yeah.
And do you guys live near a water well? Do
No,
you get your water from a water well?
I don't believe,
Okay.
no,
Was she
I
ever
don't.
exposed to any other herbicides? Like benzene?
Not that I know of, but
Okay. And was she ever exposed to Agent Orange?
I don't believe so.
Okay. And do you remember if she used to buy the concentrate or just buy the bottle already pre-made?
I'm not for sure if it was, I feel like it was that kind of thing that you like pump or something.
Okay. So the pump would be the concentrate. And she just purchased it at a re lo local store.
Yeah, I think like probably like Walmart or Kmart or something like that.
Okay. You wouldn't happen to have any receipts, do you?
I probably don't, but I have some of her stuff that I can try to start looking through some of her
Okay.
paperwork.
Yeah, even if you could look in her garden to see if she has any Roundup in your possession.
Okay.
Yeah, please. If you do, please don't destroy it. Just take a picture and let them know. Did your mom smoke?
She had stopped smoking it like way like maybe 12 years before she passed away.
How many years did she smoke, to estimate it?
Maybe like 10 or 12.
Okay. Did your mom ever lose work, time from work because of her treatment? Or was she already retired?
She was already retired, sorry.
Was she in the military?
No.
Was she ever involved with other lawsuits?
No. Oh yeah, yeah, she was a long time ago, Dalkon Shield, like a reproductive thing.
Delcon Shield
Yeah.
lawsuit.
That was probably
what was that? What was that?
That's the IUD. It was like a big lawsuit.
Okay, Dalgon Shield lawsuit was a mass tort case against A.H. Robbins Company.
Yeah, that was in the 90s, so.
Okay. Yep, the IUD, the felony that caused serious. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. My ex-wife used to take that.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
Give me a reason to check on her. See, make sure she is okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever file a disability or workers' compensation claim?
I think she did, but I don't think she got it.
Okay. And did she ever file for bankruptcy?
I don't think so.
Okay. Police record. Other than minor traffic offenses, was she ever convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. All right. Next, we're going to get into her. Who was her physician name? Who was her diagnosing doctor?
Oh my gosh.
Do you know the name of the facility?
I don't right now. I have to try to.
What city?
Austin.
Austin, Texas. And it was like, okay, let me see. Was it a hospital? Was it a clinic? Was it like a
office?
Was it related to the university?
No, it was, oh my gosh. I want to say Farage, but that was, I think, back from when she had the Dalcon Shield. So I'm trying to remember the doctor's name right now. Oh gosh, I cannot remember. When I get to the house, I can try to see if I see anything.
What time are you gonna be home?
Probably like 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Okay, because here's what I need, and then we'll be done. I need diagnosing. Physician name, the address, and then I'll pull up the phone number and address. But I just need the name or the facility name so I could pull that info. I also need to, my next question, do you have medical records that indicate the cancer diagnosis and type? Or is that something you got out there? We're going to have to pull from my chart, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so basically that, we're going to need that, the hospital name, and then we definitely going to need your commitment to be able to get medical records as well.
Okay.
Okay, so do we not know the hospital name either of where she was treated?
Yes, South Austin.
Okay. South Austin what? Hospital? South Austin what?
Yeah, South Austin Hospital.
South Austin Hospital. Is it St. David's?
I think now it's St. David's.
Okay.
Let me look.
901 West Ben White Boulevard?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. And do that one, do you also not remember the doctor there, or do you know that one?
It was the same doctor. He was affiliated with that one.
Okay. So St. David's South Austin Medical Center was also where she was diagnosed?
Well, it just used to be called South Austin Hospital, but yeah.
Same place? Okay.
Yeah.
See, now we're getting somewhere. And list the same phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And when was she treated at St. David's or at South Austin Medical Center?
2019 on to 2020.
Till 2020? When till what part of 2020?
That's where she went on and off, like she had to have blood transfusions, and that's where she passed away.
Okay. So her last treatment was before she passed away, and that was 2020, about what month?
May, June.
May or June, okay. This is a healthcare facility. It's the same thing, right? St. David's or South Dawson.
Yes.
Okay. And she was getting treated, like you said, since like 2019.
Yes.
And that was also like June.
Yeah.
Okay. What oncology practice is treating the cancer, or who was treating who was her oncologist?
That was the doctor. That was the same doctor that I don't have. I don't know his name right now.
So is it the same person for all three of those, for diagnosing and the oncologist?
Yeah.
So St. David, South Austin, okay. Are you driving right now?
No, not right now.
Okay. As you mentioned, you weren't home. I thought you were driving somewhere.
Oh no, I'm at a friend's house.
Okay. What type of treatment did your mom receive for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunization, radiation, surgery, or no treatment?
The treatments were just more like to keep her kind of stable, which was like blood transfusions and stuff. Like she didn't have any iron in her like blood, like it was so low and stuff like that. She didn't do chemotherapy because they figured she was already too far to
Oh
the.
no, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Okay, so I have for treatment, blood transfusion, no chemo since it was too advanced. Okay, next I need the address. Your address, please.
1705 Frontier Valley.
Frontier
Yes.
Valley Drive in Austin.
Yes.
Unit, is there a unit number?
Yeah, 6308.
Just number 6308, or is it apartment number, or what is it? Apartment 6308. Okay, next, emergency script, or sorry, emergency contact. Do you have an emergency contact person you wanna list?
I guess Lola.
Does the person live with you or no?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the name?
Lola.
Lola, okay.
Lola Flott, FLOTP.
Phone number?
Yeah. I don't know anybody's number in my heart anymore. 512-70-5522.
Okay, you cut out.
512-70-6-5522.
Thank you. And relationship?
Daughter.
Daughter, okay. Thank you. And we do have permission to contact her if we can't get a hold of you for a period of time, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so I have to read and do a quick quality assurance just to make sure I don't have any mistakes, any blanks. So, let's see what we got here. This is for Roundup. Did you by any chance ever use Depo Provera contraceptive?
I did a year's time.
More than a year?
About you call yeah a little bit over maybe a year, a month or two.
And did you ever get sick because of that?
I mean, I had a lot of symptoms, so that I got off of it.
Okay, because I just want to make sure that if you had symptoms and if you ever got diagnosed with something, we also help ladies for that Depo Provera lawsuit. So we'll talk about that later, but I'm just throwing it out there. Okay, so Roundup law firm requirements. I did confirm you don't have representation from an attorney. I did confirm that your mom was diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma subtype. And within the time frame after spraying Roundup, potential client has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis recorded on call or recorded on medical records with a qualifying time frame. You're going to be working on that. Potential client was between ages 18 and 79 at the time of diagnosis. Potential client sprayed Roundup for at least 2 full years. Potential client sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days. Separate occurrences. Potential client sprayed Roundup at least 1 full year before being diagnosed. Potential client is at qualifying age at the time of intake. We confirm that you want to participate in the Roundup lawsuit. And we're going to make sure that the retainer, the contract, matches the ailment. And we're also going to confirm correct spelling and personal information right now. So let's scroll to the top, work our way down. Okay. Okay, you'd like to participate. This is for your mom, the best of your recollection. She has T-cell lymphoma, monomorphic epithelioporic intestinal T-cell lymphoma. And this is, you are the next of kin. Mama is no longer with us, unfortunately. You have signing authority, no estate. She passed away in 2020. Diagnosed in 2019. And she sprayed at least 10 or more times. Alberta, Ruth, male. Mom, 8614, last four. Date of birth, 1/12/1946, 75 years old. 5'4", 140. Date of death, 6/20/2020. You are Miss Emily Mayo Flott. And your daughter, last four of your social, 1182. Date of birth, 2/12/73. Email address, emily2326@yahoo. Phone number, 512-350-7347. Power of attorney, no. Next of kin, yes. Death certificate, yes. Sprayed Roundup at least twice a month. Okay, everything looks good. Now let me generate these documents. Please do me a favor and start getting in, you know, to start a communication with the hospital to try and get the name of the doctor for South Austin. Because right now I we have it as unknown. When you do connect with the attorneys, they are going to require you to provide all of the social security number. So please get that so they could pull the records as well. So yeah, that's very important. And as I generate the documents, it'll be about a minute or so. Let me read off what to expect next. I want you to, you know, to be aware of what to expect next. So the law firm will be reaching out to you soon, and they will. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today, because that's their job to validate this. It's completely normal. Part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like the medical release, which I'm sure they're going to ask you to, because we only have the last four of the social. Okay, so the contract will have to have everything, or the release. So if you see any paperwork for them, make sure to review it. Return as soon as possible, just to make sure everything is running smooth. This is a mass lawsuit, so these extra steps are standard practice. We want you to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I recommend giving them a call to follow up. Depending on this attorney, I may be calling you back later today to connect you with them. So that may happen if I get tasked to do so after your file goes to quality assurance. So if they task me with that, then I'm going to be giving you a call back so I could transfer you over to them directly. Do you have any questions before I go ahead and send you this paperwork over?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, cool. Now give me a sec. Let me... Let me open up my DocuSign. I'm just reviewing the paperwork before I send it out to you, just to make sure it looks perfect.
Okay.
Yep. I, Emily Mail Flott, on behalf of Alberta Ruth Mail, beautiful. And please do me a favor, when you get to the part where you do the DocuSign, first of all, have you ever did a DocuSign before?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I recommend doing the adopt and sign. That way it's easier, looks nicer. Because they are very picky of the signatures. They want it to be separate, like Emily Mayo Flott, if that's how you sign. They don't want, and they will not accept, squiggly signatures like the fancy John Hancock's that are illegible. They will decline those. They'll ask you to do it again. So just please be conscious of that, because I'd hate for you to have to do this twice.
Okay,
and you should be getting an email now. And a text, or both,
okay,
from Albert with the link to the DocuSign.
Okay.
Let me know when you get it.
Yeah, I got it.
Awesome.
You said not to do it in cursive, or to just try to do it neatly?
Well, if you don't do it in cursive, they've accepted that as well. But it's up to you. If you could do it in cursive, and long as it looks nice, then it'll be fine. But if it's like squiggly lines or all bunched up together, then they'll reject it. So I think what the easiest thing to do was the adopt and sign, where you just type in your name and then you choose a signature style, and then I think that one's pretty cool. But I have a cheat sheet here if you want me to walk you through it. It's up to you.
Sure.
Okay, let me get my. Roundup. DocuSign. Okay, so go ahead and put me on speaker. You've already received a text from me with the link in it. Please go ahead, click on the link. You'll be directed to a new DocuSign web page. Once the DocuSign web page opens, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right on your screen. You may also have to click a yes button to allow consent, or check a box that says, I agree to use electronic records in signature, then click continue. At the top right of the page, you will see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it will direct you to the first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it, and it will prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. Now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it will lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. Once you get to the initials fields, it will have you draw your initials. Then tap all the initial fields to input your initials on all required sections. Now, back to the top right of the screen. Does the yellow box say next or finish? If it still says next, go ahead and click on it, and it will direct you to any fields that were skipped. Please go through and click this until it says finish. Go ahead and click finish, and you're all set.
Okay, I think it just did it.
You think you just did it? Okay, let me go refresh my screen. Completed. Beautiful. Now let me open it and let's take a peek at what you signed. Crossing my fingers. Emily Mayo Flat. That looks beautiful. That looks beautiful. Great. Great. Now let me go to the medical release. You did great. Good job. That's it. Okay. So, like I said, unless you have any questions, that pretty much concludes our call.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I think that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate your patience. We knocked it out in under an hour. Now, please continue to have that beautiful patience you had with me when they called you to verify the details, because it's redundant, but it has to be done. Okay?
Okay. All
But
right.
if I could please recommend, please reach out if you can right now to that doc to get the doctor name, get prepared for that. That way, when the attorneys are ready to rock and roll, they already know who to contact. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, you have a good one now. Stay blessed.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.